morning. My guest this morning is Craig Miller from Sixth Street Playhouse. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, you just told me how busy you are. Does it have anything to do with the fact that you're opening The Wizard of Oz in not too long from now?
It has everything to do with opening The Wizard of Oz. I'm sure, anybody who knows that movie, and that's most people, can imagine that putting it on stage is no small feat. And,
yes.
You know, especially if you want to put it on stage and do it well. We have big shoes to fill and lots of things to live up to for audiences who for them, this is the most beloved musical of all time.
Right.
So, yes, that has everything to do with my fatigue and my busyness. But we're also doing all kinds of other planning over here because it is also the kickoff of our 10th anniversary season here at Sixth Street. We're turning 10 and we're having a ball over here. We've got all kinds of wonderful events planned for the coming season, but it all kicks off with The Wizard of Oz on August 21st.
August 21st through September 20th.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. Talk about the production.
Sure. Well, we have a really exciting production. You always wonder, you know, how much can you really mess with the Wizard of Oz or any sort of iconic American musical that is so near and dear to the viewer. But you got to find your own way to it. You know, you got to find your own way into the story and how you want to tell it. And I hired Ben Stowe, who is our director on the production. One of the ideas that I had in doing that was that I knew it was his wife's lifelong dream to play Dorothy. And Katie Kelly Stowe is playing the lead role for us. You would have seen her last season in Glass Menagerie here at the Street Playhouse,
yes.
And playing opposite her husband, who is directing The Wizard of Oz. It's really exciting for us to have this husband-wife team working on the show. They did our teen camp of The Wizard of Oz and have now moved on to the professional production. And one of the things that Ben talked to me very early on about was his idea that each of the friends, the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Lion, are all part of Dorothy. They're all on this journey with her when she's in Oz, but they're all a figment of her imagination. So
right.
They're all coming from her psyche. And so one of the really beautiful things I think that Ben has done with the show is that all three of the friends are cast as female.
Oh.
So,
sounds like a first.
I'm not sure if it's a first. I'm sure that there are plenty of all-girls schools out there who want to do
true,
The Wizard
yeah.
of Oz and had to find some way around it. But I think just to make a very thoughtful choice to go in that direction on Ben's part has made for some really great theater. And that story is told through the costumes as well. So you'll see a little bit of piece of that iconic blue gingham blue of Dorothy touching every single one of those characters. And he's done some fun stuff with the music director, Rob Acevedo, to kind of pull that concept through and have it serve the telling of the story. Of course, it's still the MGM classic musical.
Right, of course.
It's just, you know, women up there playing
which
those
in
roles.
Itself is American iconography come true.
Oh, gosh, yes, yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, our Star Hergen, rather, who is the head of the Annaly Theater Department over there in Sebastopol, is playing our Wicked Witch, and she is tearing it up. She is just super scary and so much fun to watch on stage. Of course, we have a lot of our teens and our young people from our youth program that just culminated over the summer in the last two weekends, and they have now joined the cast as well. So they flesh out our Munchkins and our Ozians, and we just have a very colorful, you know, stage full of characters for
excellent.
The audience to come and see.
Craig, thanks very much for talking to us and for telling us about this opening.
You bet.
Let's tell people that this is the the start of the 10th anniversary season at the Sixth Street Playhouse with their production of Wizard of Oz, opening August 21st and playing through September 20th. On the telephone for information and tickets, 523-4185, online, sixthstreetplayhouse.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.